Oh yes, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Hoyas Bavli, Daf Yud. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis, Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. If a commoner sinned, then he was appointed to be Kohen Gadol or Nasi, he brings like a commoner. Rav Shimon says that this is if he found out before his appointment that he sinned. If he found out afterwards, he's exempt. Who is a Nasi? It's the king, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Chof Beis, and he shall do one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, his God. This refers to a Nasi. Nasi has no one over him, only Hashem is God. Who is the Kohen Mashiach? It's a Kohen Gadol anointed with the anointing of the Sharon HaMishcha, and not Mubu Begodim. He was not anointed. A Mubu Begodim wasn't actually anointed. He just, his inauguration was through wearing the extra garments of the Kohen Gadol. Ein ben HaKohen HaMashiach b'Sharon HaMishcha l'Mubu Begodim el'apa haba al kol ha-mitzvos. The only difference between a Kohen anointed with the oil of Shemen HaMishcha and Mu'ur Begodim is the power brought from mistaken Torah about almost all mitzvahs of Kares. A Kohen Mashiach brings it, a Mu'ur Begodim brings like a commoner. Ve'ein bein ha-Kohen ha-Meshamish le-Kohen Sha'oval el-Pal Yom Kippurim ba'asiris ha-Itha. If the Kohen Gadol is Tamei or sick on Yom Kippur, another Kohen does the Avodah in his place. When the former becomes Tar or healthy, he resumes being Kohen Gadol. He's called the serving Kohen Gadol. The latter, who had replaced him temporarily, is called the Kohen She'avah. The indifferences between a serving Kohen and the Kohen She'avah are a power that atones for the Kohanim on Yom Kippur and Asir Sa'ifa, which is the daily mincha of the Kohen Gadol. They are of the serving Kohen. Zeh v'zeh shavim b'avayis Yom Kippurim u'metzuvim al ha'basula b'asurim al ha'amona ve'inan metamin b'koyvehem v'leipayrin v'leifoymim u'machzirin. Both of them are the same regarding the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and they are commanded not to, they are commanded to marry a virgin, and are forbidden to a widow, and may not become tummy if a relative dies, and do not grow their hair or tear their clothing over a mace, and when either dies, he returns a shogeg murderer from the Ir Miklat. And the Gemara says, Chavaya Amrin, Talmud of Shimon, Mishum Shah HaGadolim HaPeres. The Gemara says that the Talmidim said that Rabbi Shimon's reason to exempt one who found out that he sinned after being appointed is because ascending atones. Rabbi Yossi gives a second explanation. It's because his korban at the time of his sin and at the time of his knowledge are not equal. What do these opinions disagree about? Which case? Reisha de Pirka, Koyen Mashiach, Shechata v'chakach Ova, Meshehusai, Chay Nasi, Shechata v'chakach Ova, Megdulosai, Koyen Mashiach, maybe Par, Ba Nasi, maybe Seir. The first answers are they argue about the first mission of our Perek. If a Koyen Mashiach sinned, and then he was removed from his position, or if a Nasi sinned and was dethroned, the Koyen Mashiach brings a Par, and the Nasi brings a Seir. The one who says that ascent atones, Rabbi Shimon agrees that he's liable because he didn't ascend after sinning. The one who says that it's because his korban at the times of his sin and his idea are not equal, Rabbi Shimon exempts. Chatzav Safek, Manda Amba Mishem Shagadolim Mechaperes, Shem Shim Mechaperes Al Havadai Kachim Mechaperes Al Safek. Manda Mech Ein Chetoi Vidiyasei Shavin, we should say Chetoi Vidiyasei Shavin. A second answer is that if they sinned B'Safek and found out about the Safek before appointment and found out after appointment that they vaday sins, the one who says that ascent atones, just like ascent atones for vaday, atones for safik. The one who exempts because his sin and his idea are not equal, his sin and his idea of the safik are equal, so he brings an asham tali. Hotu ad shaloi nismanu, mishim nismanu, avu, mandama misham, mishim shagadolim chaperes, kippur gadolim ala rishoin, mechavad hasheni, vela shlishi, mandama in chatoi yudi asli shavin. A third answer is if they sinned before appointment and also after appointment, and they were removed and then found out about the sins, the one who says that ascent atones, it atones for the first, before appointment, and is liable for the second and third, which is everything after the appointment, the one who exempts because his sin and his idea are not equal, the law is opposite. He's liable for what was before appointment and exempt for everything after appointment. Kol Val Bitu for Sain Val Tumas Migdash Gadashov, Mandam Mishem 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 Shagodim Chaperes, Afilukain, Hagodim Chaperes. A fourth answer is if they transgressed Shvus Aedis, Shvus Bitui, or Tumas Migdash Gadashov, the one that says that assent atones, even for these atones. The one who exempts because his sin and his idea are not equal, whoever holds any claim Mashiach or Nasi brings for these like a commoner, he is liable. Amr Metanya Lo Ilam and Agadula Mechaperes Achi Tivada. Loi should say Bugudulasi. But Matanya says that a sent atones only if he finds out of his sin while he is in his appointment. If one ate a half a kazais of such as chalev before being appointed and half a kazais after appointment, even in one helem, he's exempt. If one ate a half a gazais of Safek Chalev before appointment, and half a gazais of Safek after appointment, a Nasi brings an Ashim Tolei, but a Mashiach is exempt. Vesinu Dawa Ikoi Pata Fekoi Chayev. The Gemara says, do we find something that for Vaday, a half a gazais before Minui, and half a gazais after Minui, he's exempt, and for Safek he is liable? Vashkachan Kain, Achal Shnei Zesim in Isvadalach, Vividuyov Shal Echad Mehem Shnei Sheni, Amad Lai Besekri. The Gemara answers, well, don't we find this? If one ate two kazesim in one helem and found out vaday about one of them and has a suffix about the other, he brings a chatas and asham tolei, and a second chatas when he finds out vaday about the other. If he knew vaday about both of them now, he would bring just one chatas. Yaakov Jeremiah by Koime Rabbi Yossi, Manashach Chelev Ochal Kippur. Rabbi Yaakov of the South asked Rabbi Yossi, why doesn't the first chatas suffice? No matter what you'll say, even if also the second chatas he ate was chelev, the chatas atoned. Amar Yosi called Dovah Shinira Elav, the Havi Asham Tole Yediyas Seiko Kava Asa Lechatai. Rabbi Yosi answered that any knowledge about a suffix that obligates him to bring an Asham Tole, knowledge of the suffix obligates a separate chatas of the sin. Rabbi Marcino Dovah Ikoi Potter Vaseiko Chayev, Acha Ikoi Potter Vaseiko Chayev. And we find that something that for Vaday he is exempt and for Safek he is liable, also here, half a gazais before appointment, half a gazais after appointment, Vaday is exempt and Safek is liable. Achal gazais atra nismana, u gazais mishin nismana, behelen echad, ina chayv, ela achas. If one ate a gazais before Minui and a gazais after Minui in one helem, he is liable only once. Safek gazais atra nismana, u safek gazais mishin nismana, behelen echad, if one ate a kazayas of suffix before appointment and a kazayas of suffix after appointment in one helam, he is liable only once. In two helamos, he is liable twice. Ochal shloch zesim v'sor shen shnayim hifrish chatas, you should say echad, hiper, you should say kedori yochanan. If one ate three kazayasim and thought that there were two, and he separated one chatas, he atoned for all of them, as the yochanan taught, to the yochanan omer, miskap and mixas achayit, Niskape kuloi. If Shimon Lakish omar niskape mikzachet, lo niskape kuloi. Vechen said that if one received kapar for part of the sin, he receives kapar for all of it. Rishlaki said that if one received kapar for part of the sin, he did not receive kapar for all of it. Ochal chamisha zesim, nesvadaloi, besafek, kol echad, rachakach, nesvadaloi, to say bevadai, if Shimon Lakish omar, yudis seikoi kuba aselechatoi. If one ate five kazesim and found out about a suffix about each one, and afterwards he found out vaday, Reish Lakish says, yediya of a suffix fixes his sin, means obligates a separate chatas for each. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ein yediyas seikoi kava aser lechatoi. Rabbi Yochanan says that yediyas suffix does not fix his sin. Rabbi Yosi berabun, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, bar Rabbi Yitzchak, maide Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, b'koy Mashiach she'ein yediyas seikoi kava aser lechatoi. Beis Rabun, quoting Rishon Rabbi Yitzchak, said that Reish Lakish agrees that about a Koy Mashiach that Yediyah Safek does not fix his sin. Amar Taima, Tichatas, Ka'asham, Eshu Mevi, Asham Tolei, Yediyah Sveikoi, Kava Asa Lechatoi, Eshu Ein Mevi, Asham Tolei, Ein Yediyah Sveikoi, Kava Asa Lechatoi. What's the source? The Pasuk says in Vayikra Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Tichatas, Ka'asham, like Lechatas, like Ka'asham, one who brings an Asham Tolei, Yediyah Safek fixes his sin. One who does not bring Asham Tolei, Yediyah Safek does not fix his sin. The Chalfa should say to Shimon ben Lakish, the man who Omer Yediyah Sveikoi Kuvah Aser Lechatoi, the Hacha Omer in Yediyah Sveikoi Kuvah Aser Lechatoi. we point out a contradiction. Rish Lakish seems to contradict himself. Here he said that Yediyah Safek fixes for Chatas, and there he said Yediyah Safek does not fix for Chatas. He established a brayt about two paths, only like Rabbi Shmuel. If he held that Yediyah Safek is Yediyah, he would have established it like everyone, as Rabbi Yochanan did. Taman Ashamay Kavaoi Acha Ma'islach. The Gemara answers here, since Yediyah Safek obligates Asham Tolei, his Asham fixes him for Chatas. There, what do you have to fix him? There's no Asham Tolei for Tumas Mikdash Kadashov. Mechalfe should say to Rabbi Yochanan, Tamanu Amal, which is a Yediyah Safek in a Kavas to Chatas, Racha Hu Amalchim. The Gemara asks Rabbi Yochanan contradicts himself. Here he said that Yediyah Safek does not fix the Chatas. There, Helam Tumma, he said so, means the Bais is like everyone because Yediyah Safek is Yediyah. Why am Rabbi Yochanan Ela B'Yediyah, which is a Harishoyne She'ein Ba Shum Korban? The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yochanan said so that Yediyah Safek is Yediyah only for the first Yediyah for Oyle V'Yerud, which does not obligate any Korban. Hakol Moedim She'im Haisa Rishoyne Kayemes She'in Edchus. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree that if the first Korban, which he separated for the first Kazayas, was alive, it's Nidcha, means he offers only the latter Korban. Maya Seba, what do we do with it? Rabbi Yossi Omar Tluya Bekapar. Rabbi Yossi answered that it depends on Kapar, only after he offers the latter Korban the first dies, because then it's a Chatas, his owner, atones to another Korban. And Rabbi Zeira, Kol Shalai Niris, Lohi, Rabbi Domea, Mesa, Miad. Rabbi Zeira answered, the second answer, that any Korban that cannot be offered, not it or its money, because he must atone for the latter, it dies immediately. Ochal Chamisha Zeisim, and Edelot Besekri, Mishinis Mane, Mishisei Ubavadon, Misha Oval, Adaitu Shimon Lokish, Potter, Adaitu Yochanan, Chayev. If one ate five Zeisim and found out about his suffix after he was appointed, and found out the day after he was deposed, according to Rish Lokish, he's exempt, according to Yochanan, he's Chayev. Would Rish Lakish say that he's exempt and not liable? He holds that Safek Yediyah is Yediyah, means when Vada Yediyah does not oppose it. Surely the Vada Yediyah at the end obligates him. Alternatively, he holds that Safek Yediyah is Yediyah to obligate but not to exempt. Elakini Ochal Chamisha Zeisim and Nisvada Leib Seikoi, Ashton Nismana, Bidurov, Rish Nismana, Al Daita Dushim Menokish, Do Amal, Shisei Chayev. Rather, if one ate five kaveisim and found out about his suffix before minui, and found out vade after minui, then according to Rish Lakish, who says that if one received kapar for part of the sin, he does not receive kapar for all of it, he is liable for each, because he was a commoner at the time of sin and at the time of Yediyah. But that's Rabbi Yochanan or Omar, I should say Pato. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if one receives kapar for part of the sin, he receives kapar for all of it, he is exempt. Hakol Moedim Shem Haisa Rishoyna Kayemesh Yinitris. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree that if the first korban, which he separated for the first kazayas, was alive, it's nidcha, he offers only the latter korban. Maya said, well, what do we do with it? Rabbi Yossi Omar Tluya Bekapar. Rabbi Yossi answered that it depends on kapar, only after he offers the latter korban the first dies, because then it's a chatas, his owner, atoned to another korban. And Rabbi Zeira, Kol Shalai Niris, Lohi, Rodamea, Mesa Miad. Rabbi Zeira gives a second answer that any korban that cannot be offered, not it or its money, because he must atone to the latter, it dies immediately. Ochal chatzi zayis ad shven nismane, v'chatzi zayis mishen nismane, chatzi zayis, which is a misha oval, hoyol over ubachiv, korban bintayim, it's dalfin. The Gemara asked if one ate a half kazayis before minui and half a kazayis after minui, and half a kazayis after he was deposed in one helam, then since there was a chi of korban in the middle, do they join? We answer that we learn from the following. If there were three kazesim, such as chelim in front of him, and he ate the first and he didn't know, and ate the second, not knowing about the first. He found out about the first and did not know about the second, and ate the third, not knowing about the second. And after he found out about all of them, Rabbi Yochanan says that he's liable for the first and second, the idea of the first separated it from the second, and is exempt for the third. Am Rabbi Yossi, Sheni, Ladatoi, Adavatoloi, Rotsa, Miskapoloi, Alavishoina, Rotsa, Miskapoloi, Alashvishi. Rabbi Yossi gives a second answer. The second depends on his intent. If he wants, he gets kapar for it with the first. If he wants, he gets kapar for it with the third. Havaya, medame la arbo, chad se zesim, im haya pikeach, maybe korban echad, im lav, maybe shnei korbanos. The Talmidim compare this to four half kazesim. Like earlier, he found out about eating each one after he ate the one after it. If he was clever, he brings one korban. If not, he brings two. Hecha vida, maybe ala rishon v'ala sheni echad, ala shlishi v'ala revi echad. We skip the next three lines, and it should say now, in the hevi ala imtsoyim potter ala rishon v'ala revi. How does he do to bring two? He brings one for the first and second, and one for the third and fourth. If he bought for the middle two, he's exempt for the first and fourth, because each is only a half a gezayis, and they don't join. Rabbi Yosi medamela lezesim shleimim, my pekech, maybe shnei karbonos, imlav, maybe shloisha karbonos. The second explanation is Rabbi Yosi compares this to four whole gezayisim. He found out about eating each after he ate the one after it. If it was clever, he brings two karbonos. If not, he brings three. Hechavida, maybe ala rishon, ala sheni, echad, ala shlishi, ala revi, echad, im hevi, ala mimsoyim, chayv, how does he do to bring two? He brings one for the first and second, and one for the third and fourth. If he brought one for the middle two, he brings for the first by itself, and for the fourth by itself.